We will now discuss the last page of your report, the Success Insights Wheel. This page is another visual representation of the graphs we just reviewed. First, notice the placement of each of the behavioral styles. D, upper right, I, lower right, S, lower left, and C, upper right. Next, as long as you have no unusual graphs as previously described, you will notice a circle plotted for your natural style and a star plotted for your adapted style. As with style analysis graphs, you will want to see these plotted as close to one another as possible, generally indicating a good job match or the need for little adaptation in your job. If your style is plotted near the outside rings of the wheel, this indicates you are more intense in the particular style, requiring more energy to adapt to another style. Individuals plotted closer to the center indicate less intensity in the behavior and the ability to more easily adapt to others. If your style is plotted in one of the four areas in the center of the wheel, this indicates that you have two conflicting styles that are high, either high dominance and steadiness or high influencing and compliance. With these combinations, the two opposing styles often compete with one another, sometimes leading to uncertainty in how to behave. When examining teams, it is suggested to plot each team member's natural style on one Success Insights wheel. This helps you understand several things about your team. First, this will tell you how each person will interact with one another on the team. If two people appear on opposite sides of the wheel, they have differing behavioral styles and will probably behave and communicate very differently with one another. To work together, they will each need to greatly adapt their natural style. Next, you will be able to see if you have all of the bases covered on your team. You don't need one person in each of the eight categories, but you do probably need people who have complementary skills. The top of the wheel is task-focused, the bottom people-focused. The left side is introverted, and the right is extroverted. As a reminder, the D deals with problems and challenges, the I influences people, the S likes a steady pace, and the C needs rules and regulations. Teams usually need experts in each of these areas to succeed. If you see several people clustered together, that usually means you get along great with one another, but something is missing in your team. Often we see teams that have great conductors, persuaders, and promoters, with no one falling into the supporter, coordinator, analyzer roles. This team usually loves working with one another, but things are falling through the cracks. Clients are complaining that something didn't get done, and the quality of the work may not be the best. That's because no one on the team likes to follow up and is consistent with their work, the high S, and no one on the team is detail-oriented, valuing high quality, the high C. This exercise helps you uncover your weaknesses and figure out what you need to do to improve. Before adding anyone to your team, you have to know what you already have, identify what you need, and then hire a person that can fit the needs of the job. Using these assessments can help you identify the factors that will lead to high performance in a job.